Hello, everyone. Welcome to the March 13th, 2016 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for March 13th to March 20th and beyond? Venus is coming into some difficulty this week due to receiving the square aspect of Mars, which will be exact Monday and into Tuesday. Mars is strong in its own sign, Scorpio, and is carrying with it the energy of Saturn, which, by being in Scorpio, transfers its energy to Mars, making the influence of a Mars aspect even more malefic. Therefore, Venus significations will suffer. Romance and harmony are difficult to achieve. Agreement is less likely. Financial markets take a hit. Then, as the week progresses, Venus advances in Aquarius and comes under the influence of Neptune. By next week, Venus will be exactly conjunct Neptune on Sunday, March 20th. Venus, as the planet of romance, combined with Neptune, the planet of dreams, tends to be unrealistic, even deluded in the romance department. On the other hand, Venus, as the planet of the arts, combined with Neptune's imagination, can be good for creative projects. Mercury changes signs on Friday, March 18th, leaving Aquarius and entering Pisces. The planet of rational thinking is considered debilitated in the watery, emotional sign of the fishes. Therefore, Mercury significations are weaker during this transit. People are less rational. Emotions influence reasons and explanations. Mercury will be in Pisces until April 2nd. Another problematic transit that has been in progress for the past few weeks and continues for the next few weeks is Saturn's square aspect on retrograde Jupiter. The planet of harsh reality restricts Jupiter's significations of optimism and opportunity, expansion and wealth. The square aspect of Saturn is especially problematic this month, as Saturn is pretty much stationary before it goes retrograde at the end of March. A stationary planet is exceptionally strong. Therefore, Jupiter's normally positive significations have to endure significant pressure from the reality check planet. The exact square of Saturn to Jupiter will come just as Saturn turns retrograde, which is on March 25th. Oh yes, and another thing going on with Jupiter early in the week, Mercury, the planet of facts and data, will be exactly opposite Jupiter, planet of beliefs and ideologies, on March 15th. Jupiter's retrograde condition makes beliefs decidedly more personal and therefore more self-righteous. This happens to be on the very day of another bunch of presidential candidate primaries, which may turn out to be crucial in deciding who the Republican and Democrat nominees are. Mercury, as the planet of making rational choices, therefore voting, is being strongly influenced by retrograde Jupiter, the planet of beliefs, backwards in the heavens. And one last thing for this week. Saturday, March 19th, is the spring equinox. This is when the sun crosses the celestial equator, when it is at the midpoint of its apparent travel between its two extremes of elevation above the horizon. On this date, the length of daylight is approximately equal to the length of the night. For the Western astrologer, this point of the sun, registered against the backdrop of the stars, is used to mark the beginning of the tropical zodiac. In other words, 0 degrees Aries for the Western astrologer. However, in the real world, that is, the sidereal zodiac, the one you can see with your naked eyes, the sun is actually at 5 degrees Pisces. Okay, that'll do it for this week. Thanks for visiting astrologynewsreport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week, as usual, on Twitter, @AstroNewsReport.